Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It is Colm and Lucy in the morning. Rick Astley, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Very well.
You must have no voice.
You're
talking
busy,
to everybody at the
moment. No, I'm all right, to be honest. I'm not singing so much at the moment, so I'm all good. And that's talking's slightly different, so I'm all good.
Yes.
So I was in a bookstore yesterday here in South County Dublin, and you're on display everywhere.
Good. What I want to hear.
Absolutely full
Irish
on.
Irish fans.
Rick Astley, Never, the autobiography, is out now and it's available. So why now to do the book, Rick?
I think a lot of it had to do with my mum and dad passing away. They both passed in the last few years. They divorced when I was about four. You know, they didn't have a close relationship at all through my life, really.
Yeah.
And I just kind of felt I could be honest. I could talk about my childhood properly. It was a bit unusual. We were kind of raised in my dad's house.
Yeah.
They'd actually had a son who passed away with meningitis before I was born.
Okay.
And I think it kind of broke them a bit. And I kind of just felt I wanted to talk about things. You know, there were certain things in our house and our upbringing and everything. And my dad was a bit... Oh, man, he had moods, let's put it that way. And I just felt I didn't want to do that while they were alive.
Get it.
And the reason I wanted to talk a lot about that was because I think that's what... Some of those things are what set you on the road to wanting to get on a stage, I think.
Wow.
I don't think it's just music. I don't think it's just the bright lights.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think you're after something. You're trying to find something that's going to fill some of those holes. You know what I mean?
We totally get that.
We have this discussion here a lot.
We often think about it. Yeah, absolutely. And maybe if you didn't get... the amount of love that you required when you were young, we go and search for it in front of a light or of us on the radio.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, we want the affirmation of our listeners going, hey, you guys are great, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's
absolutely,
all you need.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Yes.
But, and I think, and listen, that adulation is amazing. And I don't want anyone to stop if you don't mind when
absolutely.
We do the gig. Thank you. But,
the thing about you, Rick, is we don't necessarily have any talent.
Speak for yourself, mate.
Well, exactly. Yeah, I don't know about that, love.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when did you realise you had an amazing voice?
Thank you for that. I was always in, you know, plays at school and stuff like that. I was in the church choir, school choir. And again, that was a way of getting out of the house a little bit. Really. I didn't really want to be at home, you know. And then I got in a band when I was about 14, 15. I was the drummer, actually. And I was quite happy being the drummer. But I sang a little bit from the drums. And I started to write songs a little bit. And I think once you've written one, the rest of the band look at you and go, go on then, Big Ed, you sing it.
I
sort of became the singer by accident, really.
Wow.
And I think when we played like local pubs and even the working men's clubs doing, you know, rock and roll covers and stuff like that, just to earn a few bob, you could just tell that people kind of like were looking at me because I looked 11 years old but sounded like I was born in Louisiana a little bit and had been singing the blues.
Yeah, you do.
So it was a bit like, so it was a bit of a weird thing, I think, for people. And it got me some attention. And I think, and obviously the band I was in. And so, so I think it kind of worked for me, you know. It kind of, the look and the sound didn't match, and that worked, you know.
Yeah, I was watching that recent documentary, The Story of Stock Aitken and Waterman, which was incredible, some of the stories.
It's all lies.
And it's all lies. And the video for Never Gonna Give You Up, like, it wasn't even your coat, and you sort of recorded it just outside of the studios. Like, it all came together very fast. Was that true?
It did. A lot of it was true, yeah. It was kind of, it actually was a good director and it was a proper team of people and everything. He went on to make massive Hollywood movies, actually.
Right.
But it was just the fact that nobody told me anything. I just turned up with a bag, with a raincoat in it, a turtleneck, a blazer and a few pairs of chinos and what have you. And they just said, you know, go and stand in front of that chain link fence and knock yourself out, son. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
And jig about and we'll film you. And it just wasn't... You would have thought back in those days you'd be with a big stylist for 2 days before and they'd be sourcing clothes from all over London and blah, blah, and all the rest of it. But nope, it was just like, you know, turn up with a black bag and put
with
a raincoat on and... Yeah,
but,
you know, it's just weird, you know, but it hasn't done me any harm.
No,
it hasn't.
Still
knocking around on the internet. Yeah,
and you wearing that Mac, you were a poster on my wall growing up, so there you go.
Oh,
that Mac served you well, my friend.
We're getting to the juicy stuff now.
Back to the core of the interview here. I like the fact that you're out on the road now and you're taking questions now from the audience, which in the heyday of the 80s, in front of 15,000 people, that would have been a little bit difficult, but
it would
yeah
but now you're taking questions.
What do they ask you, Rick? What are the most common questions?
A lot of it's about hair. A lot of it's about my hair, to be honest. Oh yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, no, there's a lot of things. One of the big questions very often, and I've heard this with other people, other performers, singers, artists, whatever, is who would you like to do a duet with, dead or alive? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Not the band are alive, if they're alive or dead, I should say. And also that thing of like, who would you like to sit down at a dinner table with? Mm. Because I think sometimes, you know, obviously I sang Together Forever, Never Gonna Give You Up, you can put me in a box if you like. But I think, you know, I grew up listening to all kinds of music. I've got older brothers and older sister. Mm. And, you know, I love all kinds of music, as most people do. And sometimes the answers are a little bit odd from people. But and also we're doing some swing gigs at the end of the year as well.
Okay.
Only a few, because I just love doing it. It's what my dad used to sing.
Right, yeah.
My dad
right.
sang Frank Sinatra around the house all the time. So
lovely.
But yeah, that comes in conversation a little bit. So
we did see a different side to you in the performance in Glastonbury as well. I mean, that was just amazing.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend, to be honest, all round. Yeah, we had a lot of family and friends there. And I did my thing on the pyramid stage at lunchtime. And that was just bonkers, absolute full-on bonkers. And you kind of think that call isn't coming. Once you get in your 50s, you think, well, that boat has sailed. So that was amazing to get, you know, the invite to go and do that.
There was one question you didn't answer, which is important. Yes. How do you keep your hair so beautiful?
well,
asking
it's
for
come
a
up
friend.
In conversation. Yes. Well, I've actually said this, and people are going to think, oh my God, I'm not going to stand next to him.
Yeah.
I don't wash it as much as people think I would.
Right.
I was told by a really top hairdresser once, years and years ago, he was kind of messing with my hair, and he had his fingers through it before he was going to cut it, and he said, you know what? Just don't wash your hair so much.
Wow.
And I
good
said,
advice.
What? And he said, don't wash your hair so much because you're washing this, you know, the goodness out of it.
To
a better way, but yeah. So I've kind of stood by that. And I do wash it, by the way. I'm not a filthy whatever. I do wash it. I'm in the shower every morning the water goes through it every morning.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's just don't overwash it and over-condition it and over-everything it, because I think some people are in there every day doing it. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's
good
me,
hair
just,
advice.
You know.
Yeah.
There you go.
Listen, amazing talking to you, Rick Astley. Ireland has always loved you and held you so close.
Thank you.
I know the recent gig you did was absolutely amazing as well. The full title of the book is Never Wash Your Hair Every Day. It's called Never. The autobiography, it's out now. It's Rick Astley. Thank you so much for taking the call.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye-bye. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye.